أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أجل العلماء المعنى الحكيم هم الأخترساء رحمة الله عليك أشعارنا سكون يدين بسم الله. أجل الله وعنه سي نہیں دل کی دبا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دبا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مانو دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا سکون دل اترتا ہے فرق سے اہل تقوی پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فرق سے اہل تقوی پر بدو پدو حکم خدا سائنس دا پھر کیسے پا جاتا اگر پتروں کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل اگر پتروں کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بول اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا بٹوں کے رشتوں سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بٹوں کے رشت بٹوں کے رشت سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا You say sometimes he's head over heels for that girl then. He's madly in love with her. Madly. So he's going to get it, isn't it?
Butoke ishq se duniya main har aashiq hua pagal gunahon se sukoon paata to kyun pagal kaha jata bachon gande amal se دور ہو جاؤ بچوں بندے عمل سے ہم ربوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فہم اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برسا تھا.
This is an illusion, ishara towards the form of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam.
Bacho bande amal se hum rabo se dur ho jao agar ye pehl achha tha khuda patthar na barsata nahi mumkin ان کی راہ ہمیں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ ہمیں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبہ کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا.
In the end, Mr. Bala says that he gets tired of telling the people, stay away from home, but what must I do? I cannot even keep quiet, I must carry on saying it.
میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی دا ستانے درد سے ادھر میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی دا ستانے درد سے ادھر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے ابتر میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے ابتر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی لگا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے شر اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله المولان العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, this beautiful poems of our Shaykh rendered to us so beautifully that Tari Rafiq Shaykh Mashallah. The title of the poem, Sukoon-e-Dil, which the whole world is looking for. Peace and peace of mind, contentment of heart. This whole running around in the world and burning money and building big houses, going for holidays, all this is to find peace of mind, contentment of heart. But sadly, the world is looking for it in the wrong place. Like that common example, a person who only had one gold coin as his possession, he lost it, and he started looking for it under the street light, bright light. So he couldn't find it. His friend came past, saw his parishan, he's very mentally disturbed, what's wrong? I only had one gold coin in my life, and that also I lost. So he felt pity. He started helping him to look for it. Couldn't find it. Then he, as usual, asked, where did you lose it? So he said, I lost it in my ten shanty. So why not looking for it where you lost it? No lights there. This is a bright light, a street light. So yeah, I'm looking for it. Perhaps I can find it here. So he can look for it there till the cows go home. He can't get it there. In his little ten shanty, with no lights, with a candle, or not even a candle, just moving his hand around. Where he lost it, hopefully he can find it. Similarly, mankind, Muslims, all of us, we lost our peace of mind and contentment of heart by not practicing deen. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what a great man. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْكَانَ نَبِيٍ بَعْدِ لَكَانُ عُمَرٍ. Had there been, the doors of Nubuwwat are sealed. Had there been a Nabi after me, should have been Umar, a man of that caliber, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام. We are a nation whom Allah has given honor by Islam. وَإِن نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And if we go and look for our izzat in things outside Islam, go and look for it in wars, go and look for it in holidays, go and look for it in nightclubs, go and look for it in casinos, go and look for it in all other wrong places. If we look for it anywhere, أَزَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will once more to know. Our izzat is in Islam, and that is where we must look for it. Bring deen, Islam. So this peace of mind, contentment of heart, Allah also wants we must get it. We also want to get it. The only problem is, we're looking for it in the wrong places. And Allah has shown us the right places, and Allah wala, Hazrat As'ad, and so beautifully rendered, teaches us where we will get it. So if a person really is sincere to himself, and he wants this peace of mind, he'll look for it where it is. And without any outside light also you will find. When you find it, you will find your peace of mind. You will find your jannat in this world already. That is, if we look for it, it is there, but look for it in the right place. Agar Allah wale se nahi dil ki dawa paata. If I should not get my medicine, my remedy from Allah wala. We don't go to Allah wala. So how are we going to, if your person is sick, he doesn't go to doctor, how is he going to get better? So the spiritual illness, this year, the solution and the treatment is by Allah wala. These are the people who will give us that treatment. Bahut mushkil tha apne nafse sarkash ko dabaa paata. It should have been very difficult, this nafs of mine, that with all the evils of it, always telling me to do wrong things. Look at other women, delay in your namaz, don't make namaz, tilawat, you are tired today, this, that, all the time, no, nafs is telling you, I should not have been able to control my nafs. But when I got my medicine from Allah Wala, and today, mashallah, we see how many of our friends, mashallah, who took this medicine, how their lives are changing. How they're finding in consequence this peace of mind and contentment of heart. Anyone who sincerely, to whatever level, he gets it in his heart. And he will get this enjoyment. Huda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal wa daulat mein. When a person is disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, then in riches and trying to get riches and having riches, he commits suicide. And this is a fact not by us. The World Health Organization statistics shows that the highest rate of suicides is in first world countries, what they call. And in what they call industrialized countries, advanced countries. The highest rate of suicides are there. The highest rate of depressions are there. In third world, what they call third world countries, and what they call, especially in the rural areas, you won't get one depression. You won't get one suicide. Not only amongst the Muslims, even amongst the non-Muslims. No suicides in there. No depression amongst them. So in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala lies suicide, lies depression. And this is in looking for wealth. And those people who are content with their lives, they have a very peaceful and contented life. The people in the villages, even non-Muslims, they live quite reasonably a very contented life. And if you got Iman, what to say then? What a contented life Allah Ta'ala will give you. Kabhi Allahu Aalo se nahi aisa suna jata. From Allah Wala, you don't hear that they commit suicide, that they gone in a depression, etc. They are such, they made the connection with Allah, and Allah's one special quality is kulla yawmin huwa fi shahr. The end, kulla yawm, every day means every split second. Every moment, Allah is in a different splendor. And who has made connection with Allah, Allah keeps him in a different splendor always. And that person is in so much enjoyment. For example, that person sits to eat food, simple food perhaps. But he thinks, Ya Allah, you gave me this ni'mat. Oh Allah, my wife cooked it with so much love. Now you're in a different splendor. Ya Allah, how many people work for all this vegetables, this grass? Oh, now you're in a different splendor. Eh? When you are lying on your bed going to sleep, Ya Allah, the comfort of my bedroom, you only gave it. Ya Allah, this tiredness I'm feeling, that's a ni'mat. If you don't feel tired, you won't fall asleep. If you are very fresh and dead, how are you going to sleep? And sleep, what a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, now that my head is buzzing and it's tired and I've got my pillow, what a ni'mat. What? That person, every moment is in a different splendor. All the time. Sukoon-e dil utarta hai barak se ehle taqwa par. Yeah, look at the reality Hazrat is explained to us. That the sukoon of the heart, peace of mind and contentment of heart is not in our doing. It's not in our hands also. It utarta hai barak se. It descends from the heavens. And on ehle taqwa, the people of taqwa. Allah sends this sukoon and dil, this peace of mind and contentment of heart on the hearts of the people who have got taqwa. And it comes from on top. So what we have to do is that we have to acquire taqwa. What does taqwa mean? To not break the commands of Allah, to fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Taqwa, this condition that always you are conscious, I mustn't hurt somebody's feelings, I mustn't do somebody down, and I mustn't inconvenience in your driving, I mustn't drive in such a way that I inconvenience another driver, how I overtake and I cut in front of somebody all the time. Somebody wants to cross the road, you don't inconvenience the person. You give that, so all the time the consciousness, I must not do anything wrong, I must not inconvenience anyone. Your namaz time, I have to make my namaz. I'm traveling, but I have to make namaz. It's raining now, where I'm going to stop and make this consciousness? This is taqwa. So those people who have got this taqwa, Allah's this nur descends upon those people. We can't go and get this sukoon and dil, this contentment of heart by ourselves. That Allah will send. What we have to do is we have to see the cause of it, get that, then we have to get taqwa. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to give this beautiful example. The father told his son, if you pass your exams, I'll buy you a bicycle. Today, children are not interested in bicycles. They want a BM or something. So whatever the father told him, now he's not interested in studying and passing the exam. He is going to see all the bicycles in the bicycle shop. And when he's studying, he's drawing bicycles. And a list he's making, my bicycle must have a speedometer. My bicycle must have gas in it. My bicycle must have this, all that. So he's going to fail. Now when he fails, he asks his father, exams are over, I want my bicycle. Father will give one slap. You failed, you brought such a bad report, and you asking me for a bicycle. What was his work to study for the exam? He mustn't worry about that, the father will take care. He is going to find, get catalogues, get quotations, look at the different types, what will be the best for my son. That's all the father's worry. So we are doing Allah's worry, that we want sukoon and deen. That is Allah's worry. Our worry was to get taqwa. That we don't do. So we must see that we work for taqwa. And Allah will send the sukoon and deen. What peace of mind you will get. What contentment. And wallahi I say, our success and our failure is not out of us. It is in us. The problem with the wife is not the wife's problem. It's our problem. The problem with the neighbors and the problem with the workers is not their problem. We correct ourselves. من أصلح ما بينه وبين خلقه وبين ربه. A person who corrects his matters between him and his creator. Yes, من أصلح ما بينه وبين ربه أصلح الله ما بينه وبين خلقه. Allah will correct all his matters between him and the creation of Allah. But we don't worry, we're blaming the wife all the time. Workers are so bad. Today's children don't listen. They are so disobedient. We don't see what is our own. If we correct ourselves, and tawbah is the far gunas that we have made in the past. One person says that when he was very disobedient to his father reprimanded him in old age now, he's not serving the father. He replied and said, ذَيَّعْتَنِي وَلِيدًا. When I was a small boy, you destroyed me. You didn't see to my ta'aleem. You didn't see to my tarbiyat. You didn't give me an Islamic upbringing. But they ya'atuka shaykha. Now when you're an old man, I destroy your rights. You didn't teach me. But that also, what tawbah and istighfar will be corrected. If at any time, by Allah, the haram insurance companies, panel beaters can write off your car, it's beyond repairs. It's a write-off. By Allah, you can reach the lowest, the worst end. By Allah, you can never be a right. And by Allah, wala, you can also never be a. They will never make you mayus and lose hope. No matter what your condition, they will always pick you up. Urdu poet says, Girte ruh ko girana koi kamal nahi hai saath. Somebody who is falling down, to push him down is no achievement. Girte ruh ko sambhalna. The person who is falling to pick him up. Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali. Brother Muhammad Amin of Basma. So what was his surname?
Haji Amin.
Haji Amin, all know him. He told me, he said, Manana Qasim went one day early in the morning to his house, looking for a certain alim in that area. Everyone makes mistakes. And he was down and out, that poor Ali. He said, I've come just to give him a shoulder to cry on. So to give somebody that support is a great thing. But when somebody, for example, has got financial problems, now he's helpless, he wants to sell his property, we push him further down. We take it for a song. And the poor man has to sell. He needs that. At that moment, he's desperate. And then we push him down. Whereas a true mu'min will be that you'll pay him double the price. You are a rich man, you got extra, you don't even need that property. He's come to you for some help. But our nature is we push that man down. And we will take his whole property for a song. We take his business for a song. We don't bring him up, we push him down. So Allah wa'ala and Allah and Allah wa'ala are such that they will never let you lose hope. You always there will be hope for you. Agar petrol ke maanin hota hai sukoon e dil. If this contentment of peace of mind, contentment of heart, if it was how people get oil to dig down, zameen mein karke boring, usko har kafir bhi pa jata. They should have also got in the ground and take out peace of mind and contentment of heart. But it isn't in the ground. It isn't in casinos. It isn't in nightclubs. It isn't in hotels. It isn't in resorts. It is in the obedience of Atma. And thus, the people who go and look for it in the wrong places, when they come to the masjid, they say, we feel so nice. When they realize it, when they go to Haramain Sharifain, they find that sukoon. In Ramzan Sharif, they find that sukoon. They experience it, but still they go and look for it somewhere else. It is here. They say, when I read Quran, I feel so nice. But then they still go on porn sites. And it's in the Quran Sharif of sukoon and deen, not on porn sites, etc. So this is where we will find it. Every person lover, a person who falls into illicit love affairs, contact with other women, etc., that person becomes mad. The starting point has started off his madness already. And this is, if we can understand it, one great Hakim went out for his morning walk. He came running back again to his surgery and he told his compounder, the person, the nurse, here we call the nurse or the she, told, please give me quickly that medicine that we prescribe if a person goes bad. He says, SubhanAllah, you're not mad, you're the Hakim. He said, a madman looked at me and laughed. And he smiled with me. There's some connection here. There may be some madness which is in me. So please quickly give me that medicine. The starting point, the minute you start having contact or thinking of other women and you fantasize it, you are going mad already. The last point will be the middle point, you'll go to a mad hospital. And the last point will be committing suicide. And this is nothing new. If you look in the press, look in the media, every day in the Western world this is happening. The famous story that of that person who went to the mad hospital to go and look around. So the superintendent was guiding him, taking him. The first ward they went to, there was a mad person. And he showed him, said, ask what happened to this man? This man all the time, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. What happened to this man? He wanted to marry Shabnam. But for some reason he couldn't marry her. And because he couldn't marry her, he went mad. Qari Mirza sahab, also famous about him. When we were studying, Qari Mirza was there, his condition was pitiable. He was a Qari, but we don't know what we heard. He also wanted to marry a certain woman. And it didn't work out, and he went mad. He never married in his life. And we saw his condition, poor man. So that is where this love of this dunya, it brings a person to that state. So they went to the next ward. There again he saw another man, also mad, and that person making sounds, bah, ah, shouting, screaming all the time. What happened to this man? There is a man who married her. So, this dunya is such, you marry the woman, you go mad. You don't marry her, also you go mad. So this dunya, don't fall behind all these things. Because unless muhabbat will give you peace of mind, will give you life of jannat, wallah, in this world already. That was jannat when it will come, what won't that do? But here in this world already, we are living in a dream world. So instead of living in a dream world of all haram, live in a dream world of Jannah. And then the reality of Jannah will come there. Gunah se suku paata, to kyu pagal kaha jata? If there was peace of mind in Gunah, why were these people called mad? Why are they in mad hospitals? And this dunya, all these things of this dunya, money, position, every day in the newspaper we read about the people who probably do what you call the word, who they are dishonest, but nowadays it's no more, it's a nice word. Embezzlement. Not even embezzlement, mismanagement. They do so big guna, but now it's mismanagement of funds. Everything is so camouflaged. The worst things also. No matter that they stole money, it's a too bad, you can't use that word for the biggest thief and crook also. Mismanagement. All these things. So these things all the day, every day these things are happening. People, what top position, may Allah save us, but in the Christian church, big, all the ministers and who? Our priests, they are caught for sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. All this is a daily occurrence and an ongoing thing all the time. So these things here brings disgrace to a person. And the people say, what a mad man. So what he did, etc. But your gandhi amal se, amaladu se, dur ho jao. Stay away from young boys. What a command of the Quran. Today many of our people say, there's nobody, what's wrong with this Maulvis? Why are they telling us, we don't get involved with boys? Governments are legalizing homosexuality. Are we so blind that we can't see all these gay marriages? What is all this? This is exactly what that is. And we can't see. And be what are called pit-top-top governments and parliaments are legalizing this. So to stay away from this, this is destruction. One of the major causes of AIDS disease, HIV, is homosexuality. And also illicit love affairs. That is another cause. And this homosexuality is a major cause. Quran Sharif, and see what advice, stay away from it. This is not going to give you peace of mind. If you have become so topsy-turvy, and so upside down in your head, that where Allah kept your natural enjoyment in a woman, and that also the greatest enjoyment is when you have a legal wife, and everyone knows that it's his wife, you sleep the night with your wife, what enjoyment, no strain on your mind, no nothing, you can go to the top hotel resort with a haram illicit affair, you'll never get that peace of mind. You are just fooling yourself. All the time you will have that tension that what I'm doing wrong. And I will get caught out, etc. All the time with your wife you got no worry whatsoever. What a straightforward life, beautiful life Allah has given us. If this homosexuality has anything to do with goodness, this people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah should not rain down stones upon them. Agar just karam ki dil nahi, koi sada paata. And if I shouldn't find that magnetic attraction which Allah in my heart, which was hidden, like your remote control, you press the button, nobody can see a ray going or nothing. But you see the gate opening, the gate closing. So Allah's also magnetic force which pulls it. And this is bad for Allah, who has bad from Allah. Kaam banta hai fazal se ke aftar. Fazal ka asra lagaiye. When Allah Ta'ala pulls a person towards Him, then Allah Ta'ala, that person's work gets done. And we see people who are close, but isn't that magnetic pull from Allah Ta'ala, though they are close for years, but nothing gets done. On the other hand, people who are far, with that magnetic pull, how their work gets done. So he says, we have to beg of Allah that you show fazal. You pull us towards you, O Allah. Main thak jata hu apne daastan dard se akhtar. Hazrat says, the talk of mine, explaining the people, get the love of Allah, peace of mind, contentment of heart, enjoyment of life. I get tired, how much I explain it. And Maulana Muhammad Gharghi, our friend, he told me once, he says, I have never seen a man like this, our sheikh. He says, bayan he makes on that. After that, meals, he still talks on that. After that, some majlis, again he talk. He just doesn't get tired. He repeats and repeats so much he wants us to learn. But unfortunately, how many of us, we don't take no notice. It's just like we're hearing and not hearing. Nothing is happening to us. Those who take notice, what great benefit won't they get. Magar main kya karu, chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. But what can I do? I can't even keep quiet. When Allah gives that fikr in the heart, a person can't keep quiet also. We are mashallah in the month of Rabiul Awal. Rabi is the season of spring. And it's a beautiful season. And a season where the flowers start blossoming. And the beautiful wind and rain start coming in the season of spring. And before rains, that cool breeze that Allah Ta'ala sends. Everyone feels light-hearted, feels so nice. And those people who live in those areas where there are fruit orchards, the Krobdestal Marble Hall area, where there are orange farms, And you drive at night there to orange, at the wonderful fragrance of that orange blossom. And all other orchards also, what great enjoyment. But this also is for people who got show, who got desire, who can understand. Once when Hazrat was here, we were having a program in Azad al Darul Uloom. Program got finished, we were coming out of the masjid just by the road, and there was a heavy downpour, and water was flowing on the road. So Hazrat was appreciating this, and we all were just like blind. Hazrat told to Maulana Rafiq, "Yahan ko aise shauk, shauk nahi maloom." People who haven't got feeling. But another point is, we are so used to the rains. Karachi people, they get seldom rains. So in the same way, all the thoughts of Hazrat, for many of us, it doesn't mean anything to us. But those who are Ahl-e-Zawq, who are Ahl-e-Shawq, whose hearts have been nurtured and cultivated, they can't stop enjoying it. But how many of us, we take no notice of it. Just we are like in the Qabristan, it means nothing to us. How beautifully the poem is, how beautifully Imam Rafiq rendered it also. And there are many of us who understand the Urdu, but like no response. But those, mashallah, who are Ahl-e-Zawq, how they will enjoy it. And your Shaykh's Kalam. And what a presentation of your Shaykh's Kalam. And one time in the Ramzan, there was one local black person in the Khanqa. He didn't understand a word of Urdu. But when the Ash'ar used to be read, he should take so much effect of it. So this is what Quran Sharif, how many of us read Quran? No effect on us. Even if you don't understand Arabic, they're just like that old lady who didn't know Quran Sharif, how to read also. Forget she didn't know Arabic, she couldn't even read. We can read in Arabic, though we don't understand, but she couldn't even read. But with what shock, Hada Kalamu Rabbi, Hada Kalamu Rasmi, Hada Kalamu, there's also the Kalam of my Allah. There's also the Kalam of my Allah. What darja Allah Ta'ala commanded. But unfortunately, we lack that, and we don't even pay attention to develop it. If a person, and there are means or ways to develop it, and we talk and talk, but it just seems it doesn't fall on anyone's ears. We just remain deaf and dumb. No change comes in our condition. So anyway, this month of Rabi is that, and the first of the spring season, the first Rabi'ul Awwal. Hazrat Maulana Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh used to advise ulama that in these 2 months speak on Sirat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the various aspects of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says you will overcome all those hurdles that people say ulama is human, don't have respect for Nabi. They even say they don't believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We never speak about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many places my Durood Sharif Bayan I gave it, and good people, they came, they said that why don't our ulama speak on this? So the other people, Ahle Bidat, they feel that we don't believe in Durood, we don't read Durood, we don't speak about it. One place I told all after reading the Ayat, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, Sallu Alayhi wa Sallim Allahu Malaikatu, Sallu Alayhi wa Sallimu Taslima. Nobody reading Durood Sharif. Sallallahu Alayhi wa Sallam. I said, you won't become a Barilwi if you read Durood Sharif. The way we have gone and made hulu that if we read Durood Sharif, we become a Barilwi. If we make zikr, we become a Barilwi. Not at all. If we read Ash'ar, this is the Shia. The Ash'ar are the Shi'ar of the Barilwis. No, we can't touch it also. Allah reward our Shaykh who came and gave us such a wake up call and made us aware of it. But don't go to the other extreme of making shirk with Allah Ta'ala. With regard to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allama Busayri said, don't say that he is Allah or the son of Allah. Besides that, one sub ila dhati ma shi'ta min sharafi. One sub ila dhati ma shi'ta min karami. Whatever you want to praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but don't make him equal with Allah. Don't say he's the son of Allah. Don't say he's a partner in a part of Trinity. Allah is one part, he's one part, etc. Don't go to that extent. But the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that expression of that love is very great and very important. So we must have that and express it. Talk about it. Make the people informed. So because we keep quiet, These people think that we don't believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They say they are Gustafi Rasul, they got disrespect for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What and what? It is up to us that you saw Allah. And those who did this, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatul, how many people he won over. Once during this month of Rabiul Awal in Krukasdor Masjid, those days I used to go for Juma there, and I gave one talk on the Seerat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Round about the third Saf, one person dark in color, in the left side, he was mumbling something. So I thought he's got a problem, he's objecting to us. So after Namaz, when I was walking out, he came to meet me also. I said, now he's going to make trouble. He's got problems. But he told me, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have got. The ulama of Deoband, he said, our ulama, the Barilwi ulama, they haven't got the slightest idea what is love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was a proper Barilwi. But he appreciated, so we must express. This will bring great, great changes. Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Deoband is an area where a lot of these people are. But because of the Ash'ar, Zikr, he has won so many people over. And they've come to understand. And also, that some people say, why only in Rabiul Awwal? We speak about it the whole year, about Durood Sharif, etc. But this is an occasion which is when was the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Naturally, a person's inclination goes towards that. You don't celebrate your birthday every day or every month. Once in a year, then you think that become this age, your wife will tell you, some businesses will send you an SMS, gift a 100 rand discount to your birthday today. They also, but we, for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's birth, we don't even make birthday parties. We don't put up candles and blow the candles out, etc. No, but to speak about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great and important thing. So anyway, with regard to that, this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. First of all, let us understand whose words are these. The words of رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The word of وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every person with knowledge, there is somebody more knowledge. And it ends with Allah Ta'ala. After Allah, there is nobody who, Allah has got complete and perfect knowledge about everything. These are the words of Allah, who knows everything of the past, the present, the future. And Allah doesn't have to open files to check up. Allah doesn't have to refresh his mind on a certain subject. Everything is clearly open in front of Allah. That great Allah who has got all this knowledge, he declares that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent through and through nothing but as an embodiment of mercy. The known Misri Rahmatullah Ali was a great buzurg of Egypt. He was at the river Nile and suddenly he saw that a frog came to the river bank, and at the same time a scorpion came from the jungle. Like, for example, you ordered a taxi, you made arrangement, your taxi came on time, like that the taxi came, the frog. And with the scorpion phoned up the frog, I need transport. So he ordered the taxi, it came. As soon as it came, it jumped on its back. The urgent matter, and the frog started swimming across with speed to the other side. So he was also surprised, what is this here? Kya majara, what's happening here? He followed also. He came to the other side. And Abba, just like a taxi, when they reached the other side, he got off. The first service was done. And then the scorpion went with speed into the jungle. And then he's now following, and he sees he comes to a place where there is a person lying completely drunk, and all foam coming out from his mouth. Flies all around his face. And he's a prince, the king's son. And he's telling us he's drunk in this condition. And there is a poisonous snake standing over him that's going to bite him and kill him immediately. The scorpion reaches just in time and it bites the snake, kills the snake and pulls out the poison from the snake. So he turns to Allah and said, Ya Allah, what is all this? I don't understand. Allah put in his heart, made him humble and said, "Oh Zunnun, if we only look after the pious people, who will look after the sins?" So Allah Ta'ala is not Rabbul Muslimin or Rabbul Mu'mineen. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. And his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Mercy to the entire, all sovereignty, all realms. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what a mercy. So Allah has sent us such a great Nabi. And we must cherish our Nabi. We must love our Nabi. We must make dua that Ya Allah, you give us the ma'rifat of our Nabi. Allama Abu Sayyidi says the vast majority of people, Muslims, that وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَنَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That with regard to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say Allah's Nabi. That's the end of the story. But his position, one time I was in Masjid al-Nabawi, very long ago, على صاحبها ألف ألف تحية والسلامة. So one bizarre came, we needed this little introduction to it, but anyway, we sat and we spoke. So he asked me that, and this was before I made ta'alluq with Abu Shah. In fact, after that I went to Karachi, I met Hazrat also there, but still I didn't become bad, later I became bad. So he looked at me and he told me, Abhi dur hai, abhi der hai. Your connection and your completion is still a long way, sir, and there is still a lot of time and you have to still go a long way. Before that he asked me, how many names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So I remember in some Quran Sharif, on the front side, 99 names of Allah Arata. And at the end, 99 names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I told him 99. So he says, don't you see here in Masjid al-Nabi in the Qibla wall, 360 names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are written in beautiful inscribed there. So to know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many names we know? Ask ourselves that how many daughters Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many children we get lost, how many wives we get, simple straightforward things. Our own children we know so well. But our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what contact and ta'alluq we got. There is a time to make it a springboard, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir. Not confine it yet, but make it a springboard that we learn the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn who, what a magnanimous Rasul Allah ta'ala is sent to us. And then to start reading Durood Sharif, to make amal on the sunnahs, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those things are very great necessities and important matters that we should acquire during this month, and carry it on our whole life. The akhlaq of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. We can't explain enough what the character, but the thing is to bring it within us. So with regard to that, there are few, just we'll only be able to enumerate them. There are certain rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are also innumerable. But there are certain few outstanding rights that each one of us must consider. One is Iman bi Rasul. That we must have Iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does this mean? There are great details of it. The one is that we believe that he is Rasulullah. And there are two aspects of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad the son of Abdullah. In that, he's a human like us. He's an ordinary person like us. But at the same time, he is Muhammadur Rasulullah. There he has reached that position where all the world's Anbiya together cannot reach. All the Sahaba, the Awliya cannot reach where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahu Akbar ma'ana tanwi, what ulum Allah blessed him with. That in namaz, to think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two aspects that you think. If you think of him as Muhammad ibn Abdullah, as a human being, then that is not correct in namaz. Don't think, we must only think of Allah. But if you think of him as Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Allah's Rasul, then by all means you can think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in namaz. And when we read Durood Sharif also, think of the qualities of Nabi, that is Allah's Rasul. He brought the message of Allah. He brought the message of life to you. If somebody tells you that for your sugar, for example, this can benefit somebody, Maulana Bobat of Durban explained this to us, persons whose sugar levels are high, jiru powder if he takes. half a teaspoon in the morning and drink water, he will find almost immediately sugar levels come to normal. It will be quite in order. So if somebody gives you that, a sugar patient who has got problems and is suffering because of this, he gets that remedy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give us only solution of the sugar, he gave us how to save from Jahannam, how to get saved from the azab of the qabr. With these hot days, we are in a big place, the masjid is so big, doors are open, but if the fans etc. are not on, you're feeling stuffy. If you are in your bedroom and there is a power outage and the fan is not working, AC is not working, you're getting worked up and heating yourself up more. There is outside heat also, and you're getting angry, you're heating yourself up even more. But in the qabr, such a small place, if there is the heat in the qabr, if the heat gets turned on there, what are we going to do? Yes, then you can go out of the room, you can go outside, you can go into the swimming pool. But in the qabr, if there is no swimming pool there, and nothing, if there is the heat is turned on, what are we going to do? On the day of Qiyamah, who gave us the solution to get saved from all that? Nobody else but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how the people opposed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What epithets and what adjectives they used on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but nothing deterred him. So how much message will be giving our life? So this iman on Allah's Rasul. And another very important thing in our times, and which we must embed in our youngsters also, that he is the last and final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. There is no possibility of any Nabi coming in any way after that and close the doors of Qadianism completely. Then the second right of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much of love have we got for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? To say to with our tongue, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. There is a reality. How much Durood Sharif did we read today on a Friday? If we had love, then a lover always thinks of his beloved. You ordered a new Mercedes-Benz, delivery Monday morning. And your wife doesn't have to tell you that you're not cleaning the garage, you're going to get delivery, you're not thinking about the Mercedes, nothing is happening. She has to tell you, stop thinking now. How much you thinking of the Mercedes? For our Nabi, what a great man. And with so much of encouragement of sunnahs and Durood Sharif, sir, we are like dead. How much do we read Durood Sharif? How much sunnahs do we bring into our lives? And how much do we cherish the sunnahs? Nobody can be 100% following the sunnahs, but the love of it. To have the knowledge of every sunnah, we should make dua. Then to have the love of every sunnah, to practice upon every sunnah, and to propagate every sunnah. Then that love must be with azmat, with the great respect and honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love your wife also, but sometimes how the language of love is such, what and what you don't tell her also, in love you tell her, what things you don't tell her. But with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter what love there, you can't become loose and free. But your language and say just what you want to, they are the utmost of azmat, and respect is required also. Then the ita'at Rasul, to be obedient to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is ita'at Rasul, and one is ittiba'i Rasul. To follow the sunnahs also is required, and to follow the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also required. That is the zikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The zikr of to make durood sharif, to read a kitab. Every year we suggest this. Ask ourselves, who of us are doing it to read a kitab on seerah in the house? 2 minutes. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, 11 o'clock at night, 11:30, the last ta'aleem should take place on the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then everyone is permitted to go and sleep. So how much, who of us are doing? And this will pull Allah's rahmat. And when Allah's rahmat will come in the house, wallah, financial problems will just melt away. You won't know where. Domestic problems will melt away. Health problems will melt away when the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And these are the things that will pull the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So zikr Rasul. Then fikr Rasul. What was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I was not sent in the world to amass wealth, to accumulate wealth. I wasn't sent to be a ta'ajim. But I was sent to فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّعَدِينَ To praise Allah Ta'ala, to engage in the praises of Allah. How many of us do that? So that is what the requirements that is of Iman. And the figure of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on one occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned from a jihad expedition and his habit was to go to the Masjid and Nabawi first. He two records of Tahiyyatul Masjid when meet his daughter Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He had just come back from a safar, just having hair, clothes also dusty from suffering the deserts, no hotels and no showers like we have today. So Hazrat Fatima burst out crying. He asked, why are you crying? My father's condition, that I see he's in this condition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima, I won't rest until my kalima has not reached every solid building and every hut and every building which is not a solid building. How much have we got that fikr? That we take the message of deen. In our own house, we see our daughters what they are doing. We see our family people, but we don't speak by mistake also one thing and correct it. That concern of ours, ways that for our own selves, we are doing wrong and we're not even concerned. Today I met Maulana Usman Sahib of Amzejo, we were together. So he told me one very nice thing. He said once he complained to Hadrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, ke mujhe rona nahi aata. I don't cry in dua, my heart becomes soft. So Hazrat said, na rone par rona bhi koi rona to hai. That you feel that sorrow that I haven't got that, I don't cry. That is also rona. So, but we haven't got that about that we're not following sunnahs. Even that sorrow we haven't got. We still laughing. We are doing things in the Western way. All wrong, haram things we are doing. And still happy about it. If at least feel sad, if we make a mistake, feel guilty at least. Ask Allah for forgiveness. So these are things that we should try and learn and bring into our lives. Inshallah, give us tawfiq, inshallah.
One aspect of that, which is very important, Qadi Azizul Hasan Samadur Rahmatullah explained, when a person makes bad, he is promising that I want to do my islah. And that is why I'm making you my spiritual doctor, and you must make my islah. And when making bad, it's a promise from the Shaykh side that I will help you. I will guide you. So that is the purpose, not just for barakat or just that others becoming bad. I'm also there just to be in the silsila. The thing is that our Islam, that is very, very important. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'ah, innovation, from all sins, major, major. And from the sins of pride. Oh Allah, oh Allah, I promise for the best of my ability to perform five times namaz with the jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah. So fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, the discharge is the same. If Hajj becomes compulsory to perform Hajj, to be always conscious of my Islam and Reformation. Oh Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah, and Naqshbandiyah, and Qadariyah, and Suharwariyah. Oh Allah, I the barakah of all the bujuhs of all four silsilas, except my Tawbah, and my bad. Oh Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic iman just before Maulid, grant me Dawlat al-Nasuh, grant my Maulid, an iman kamil, an kalima shahada, wa afiyah, izza, israhah, and salam. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, and forever thereafter, in Jannah,
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم نعره مستان خشمي آيدم تا أبد جانا چنيمي بايدم الله جل جلاله تعالى الشان الله 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے ہستی کو اور چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہہ کر جا خدا محرم نہ ہو کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن بس دعا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں, میں بخشش پر روزے جزا مانگتا ہوں, اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. اٹھا ہم رکھ امید امداد حق سے, تجھے غم میں کیا.
In Zahir al-Ulum, we are having our monthly Ash'ari Sikr Majlis. Inshallah, on Yawm al-Ahad, Sunday morning, from 10 o'clock, our monthly Majlis will be held in the Imam Madrasa. Inshallah, next week, Hazrat will be from Yawm al-Arbi'ah, on Wednesday, we'll be traveling to Mulanda area. There will be programs for the four days. Brothers are requested to join the programs. And inshallah, on Yawm al-Sabt, especially on Saturday, we'll be a program in Islai Jalsa from Asr Salah to Isha Salah. Amal al-Masjid. I'm a request for the brothers to participate. And inshallah, in first of Jamaad al-Ula, first, second, third, 28th, 21st, 22nd of February, we'll be having our yearly Islai Jalsa in Azadwal at the Madrasa. So I'm a request from now for brothers to prepare and to encourage other brothers also to participate.
Sunday's Majlis, what preparations?
Inshallah, on Yawm al-Ahad, on Sunday, Majlis starts at 10 o'clock. Inshallah, we'll be having the Mashwara regarding the preparations for the Islai Jalsa. Those brothers who are in the different areas should come. Whatever preparations they have made, please bring the whatever is they have done, written down, and bring it in forward and show us exactly what has been, what preparations have been made for giving da'wah towards the Islai Jalsa.
وقنا عذاب النار. والله grant us iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us his love, grant us respect for him, والله grant us connection with him, والله grant us the tawfiq to remember him, grant us the tawfiq of increasing our love for him, والله grant us the tawfiq of visiting him, والله grant us the tawfiq in some way that we can fulfill the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والله accept us and be happy with us. صلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, الحمد لله.